Health authorities in Fiji have announced another spike in coronavirus cases, most of them linked to existing clusters. 91 infections and one death were confirmed last night. There are more than 1,000 people with the virus in isolation. RNZ Pacific's Christine Ravoy reports.
The health ministry says 6 infants who tested positive to COVID-19 are in a stable condition at Lautoka Hospital. The babies and their mothers are from a community in lockdown at Nandi, and they were transferred to Lautoka from the country's main hospital in Suva because of escalating COVID cases detected there. Health Secretary James Fong says they had to recall some secondary contacts who were sent home from the Colonial War Memorial Hospital after 4 days of quarantine.
After they went home, and then there was a realization that based on certain aspects of the history, when we started pulling more history together, then it was realized that no, they need to get back home. They need to come back in for the full quarantine measure.
Schools have been closed since the latest outbreak started in April and were scheduled to open next week, but will now remain shut. The head of UNICEF in the Pacific, Sheldon Yett, says students must be provided alternate resources to ensure they remain engaged while not in the classroom.
Schools are closed for the immediate future, and schools are a place not only where children learn, but they're also a place for socialization, where children work with their friends, play with their friends, learn additional skills with their friends, and share.
The government continues to resist calls for a complete lockdown, saying it would cripple the economy. Dr. Fong says they are looking to Australia to help develop Fiji's contingency plan in the event the country reaches 200 infections a day.
I am looking at getting help from our partners in Australia to come and help us develop some of our contingency plans that are required in case we persistently get up to 200. So I'm already planning for that phase of in case we get up to 200.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says New Zealand has put $40 million towards helping Fiji and will donate AstraZeneca vaccines once it's gone through the MedSafe approval process.
We've also made a commitment around vaccine donations, but we've been in very close contact with Australia to ensure that together we are meeting their vaccine needs as quickly as we can. We've also made the offer to Fiji that if there is anything else that we can do, to just let us know, because we do want to support them at this really tough time.
Meanwhile, a 76-year-old man is the 6th person to die from COVID-19 in Fiji. The health ministry says he contracted the virus while admitted at the CWM hospital for a severe pre-existing medical condition. Fiji now has 1,068 active cases in isolation.